This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Secretary of State Colin Powell and Florida Governor Jeb Bush are on site today in the region of the Indian Ocean tsunamis. They're leading a U.S. delegation that's visiting several of the stricken countries before a donor conference scheduled for Thursday in Indonesia. And there is this donor news today. If you visit the website of the aid group Doctors Without Borders, you'll find the following message. Doctors Without Borders, quote, estimates that we have received sufficient funds for our currently foreseen emergency response in South Asia. In other words, no more donations for the tsunami disaster. Thank you. That decision's drawn criticism, though, from other aid groups worried it could have a chilling effect on donations. Joining us from Switzerland is the executive director of the U.S. branch of Doctors Without Borders. He's Nicholas De Torrente. Nicholas, welcome to Day to Day. And what prompted this decision from your group?
Well, thanks for having me. We've witnessed an extraordinary outpouring of public support for the victims of the tsunami in East Asia and South Asia, and also for our efforts to try to bring very urgently needed assistance to them. We've received spontaneous donations from people around the world, over 50 million in a week alone, and in the United States, over 20 million have come in over our website and our toll-free 1-800 number. It's absolutely astounding. And this is enabling us to mount a very sizable emergency operation. We have 60 international staff on the ground in the most heavily affected areas, in particular in Sri Lanka and in Sumatra, over 300 tons of medical and logistical supplies that they're deploying to provide medical assistance and water and sanitation in particular to the affected population.
So you have the money that you can foresee spending in the next 2 or 3 months, and you don't need any more.
Well, it's very difficult. We're trying to balance, of course, our commitment to the victims, and we want to do the utmost to help them. We have to look at our own expertise, what we're good at doing, our operational capacity, the other aid groups that are deploying. I mean, there's a lot of aid organizations that are also there to provide assistance. So we never meet all the needs, of course. Our forte is the emergency phase, so we want to focus on that. And then we have the commitment to our donors, and we feel it's really important to be able to tell clearly to our donors that the money that they've given to us for this emergency effort is being deployed effectively in a responsible way.
You mentioned other aid groups who are working on the tsunami disasters. Some of them are quite upset with you all for saying that you have enough money, because I guess they feel they don't have enough money, and they're worried that this action on your part will lead people to stop donating everywhere.
Well, that's certainly not our intention, and I don't think that's the result of what we're just really focusing on our relationship with the people that we can try to help and the donors that are supporting us. We're not in any way trying to chill the relief effort. Again, it goes beyond what we are able to provide. The needs in terms of reconstruction assistance, long-term development aid, and so on is something that is not our core area of expertise, and something that I think other organizations and governments and other groups would be better suited to provide.
Nicholas De Torrente is executive director of the American branch of Doctors Without Borders, speaking with us from Switzerland. Nicholas, thank you.
Thank you very much.